Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a pit for the wine presses, and built a tower, and leased it to tenants, and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and him they killed. And so with many others, some they beat, some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. And this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor George Black, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Glenburn, Maryland.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you this day, brothers and sisters in Christ. In the movie Field of Dreams, there was the saying, "If you build it, they will come." That might be true in Hollywood, but that's not the way it works with the church. You just don't build a building and people suddenly fill it. You have to go out and reach them with the message of the gospel. And that's why we're here, to make disciples of all nations. And one wonderful thing about our gracious, loving God is that whenever he gives us a task to do, he always prepares us by giving us the skills, the gifts, the wisdom, and the opportunities to succeed. You know, just like the owner of the vineyard in our text, who did all he could to ensure that his tenants had a rich, plentiful harvest, so our Father in heaven does all he can that we would have success in reaching out to others with the gospel. He's given us his word, had it translated in many different styles of English for us that we can share with others. He gives us Bible study opportunities to grow in understanding that word and spiritual gifts to communicate that word, as well as opportunities in our daily lives, at work, at school, in our neighborhoods, in our extracurricular activities, and even in our own families. We have a twofold task, you might say, as Christians, to prepare people to receive Jesus today as their Lord and Savior, and to prepare people for the second coming of Jesus on the last day. But sadly, many people reject Jesus by rejecting the message that you or your pastor brings to them. People today think they don't need Jesus, that they can get along just fine by their own works and their own way they do good deeds. They think they don't want Jesus because they don't want his moral standards. They don't want to live by his lifestyle, but by their own. People see no need for Jesus because a lot of people today don't even see sin as being wrong. And sometimes we in the church, by acting legalistically, as we seek to control others through rituals and rules and other restrictions, can actually hinder the freedom of the gospel and the work of the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't be so concerned about our traditions as we are about opportunities in reaching out to others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we shouldn't be afraid to do things a little differently for some people, to reach them, to make changes, that we can have that opportunity to get people exposed to the good news, that the Holy Spirit can work in their lives. Paul said he does all things to all people in order that he might save some. And that's been my motto for about 37 years now in the ministry, to do all I can to reach somebody with that gospel. Our challenge as Christians is to take that power of the Holy Spirit that we've received in baptism and through the means of grace, word and the sacrament, and go out to others and bear fruit to the glory of God. Jesus said, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit to him. The greatest of harvests is going to happen soon when Jesus returns on the last day. I want you to think about this for a moment. If a person doesn't share Jesus Christ with others, is he or she not rejecting Jesus as the cornerstone himself? Because our failure to tell others is a way of saying, I don't think people really need Jesus. Jesus is coming soon. May you and I do all we can in our lives to reach out to others with that gospel. You know, I learned a poem some years ago by the sainted theologian, Reverend Dr. Walter Stunkel, a poem that I would like to have come true when I'm in heaven. And this is the poem. When I enter the beautiful city and the saints all around me appear, I want to hear someone tell me it was you who invited me here. My friends, go for it. Invite others. Share the gospel with them. Show them that Jesus is the cornerstone of salvation. In his name we pray. Amen.
We thank Pastor George Black from St. Paul Lutheran Church, Glen Burn, Maryland, for today's meditation on God's Word.